Okay, the concept that we've been speaking about, we're on page Samach Dalid in Lechet Amar and Beis. The concept we've been talking about is to see the good in others. It's not just a cliche, to see the good in others. What it means is that you're able to know that we're all different. That's the background. To know that everyone's different. And not only that everybody's different, everybody comes from a different place, and everybody's going to a different place based on what their mission and their beauty, their unique nekuda is. And I continue. L'mchasha sa'inyin, he says, to just illustrate this, he brings from the Tiferes Yisrael that it used to be Be'egia Narim Legil Habagrus Shel Shitzar V'Shivsar. When a person became 16, 17, U'michoivas ha'av ha'isa l'lamed umnus l'bnai, right? A guy, right? They didn't have high schools. They didn't have yeshivas. When a person became 15, 16, 17 years old, ha'yaze'echen me'atafkidim ha'koshim ha'vsoim ha'vatulam ha'lashav, right? The father has a chiv to teach his son and to direct his son to make a living. Lahasig libnoi umnus shetia kroiva ledaito shalaben. Right? A little bit different than what we do now where we stick somebody in a system and you have to fit to the system. Right? You have to stay in that little box, and then if you break out of the box, there's something wrong with you. So they used to do it the opposite. The opposite was that you go find what you're looking for. As it says, Chanoich Lenar, everyone says Chanoich Lenar al pi darkai, but the end of the pasuk is the most important. Gam kiyazkin, it's sustainable. Lo yasur imenu, right? Sustainable happiness, right? Is when a person's connected to reality, when he's living the life that he wants to live. Right? If it's forced, right, as we know, if it's forced, that's what happens. What happens is when a person is forced to do something, especially when he's young, and he's not able to flow with his kochos, that's the problem. Look at what he says. So what would they do? Right? Could you imagine this? Imagine if they did this nowadays. They would bring, when a kid would become ready to explore his life, they would bring you to a marketplace where sham there would be chayatim, right? They would have people who are tailors, sandlarim, shoemakers, ratzanim, leather workers, oifim, bakers, tsayarim, they would have artists, ukiyotzebele, right? They'd have, and you can imagine what they have. They'd have a nurse station, a medical station. They would have, right, different things going on in the market. And what would happen? How would you know what the kid wants? Ben am yuad suv b'neim, and he would go look around. Umativam hayam locha shetimshich as enav. Suddenly, this kid is staring at the baker. This kid is staring at the shoemaker. This kid is staring at the guy learning, sitting in the head chavrusas, whatever it is. Each one knows. Well, your neshama. What's incredible is that your neshama knows what you want. Deep down, your neshama knows what you want. The problem is everybody messes up, you know, your surroundings or your teachers or your parents. They say, no, that's not what you want. No, that's not what you want. That's not really what you want. What you really want is that. No, that's what I want. I like chocolate, and this one likes vanilla, and this one likes strawberry, and this one likes meat, and this one likes chicken, and this one likes this fish, and this one likes that, right? Imtam v'reach, ein litvakeach. That's what they say in Hebrew. When it comes to taste and smell, how could you argue with someone? Oh, this is good and this is bad. Kim Yaakov Harbe Armalachos Oifa Vyabin, etc. Whatever might happen. That's a Yatzliach Vyasechayel. Life, guys, let's remember this. Life is hard. To make a living is hard. To be successful is hard. So imagine if you're working to make a living, to do whatever you're going to do, and you don't even want to do it. Could you imagine how hard it is then? How could you be successful if you're not even doing what you want to be doing? If you're not even living the life that you want to be living, how do you expect yourself to get up early, to go to bed late, to work difficult with a family? That's with a wife and kids, with a family. That's what he says. Unbelievable. Listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to how the tzaddikim talk. And if anybody wants to see, I spoke about this in America because someone showed me this in Mexico. Right? Yeah, we're going into different countries over here. But someone showed me in Mexico the psicha. I really have to print it out and learn it with you guys to the nitziv. You got to see this. You know this? Yeah. And how come no one ever showed it to me? Incredible. Mama says this. Right? Incredible. The nitziv. The Netziv, not Rav Nachman, we'll learn about it. Not Rav Nachman, not, we love Rav Nachman. I'm saying you can't push it off and say, oh yeah, yeah, it's Breslev. Mamash Netziv says the same thing, Netziv, Velazhin, the Gra. Mamash says the same thing. He says, Harbe Drachim Lamakum, the Kulam Nechainim. Uh-oh, how could you say that? They're all correct. Kulam Berurim, the Rav Darche Avoide Veshitas Halimid. This guy says this guy knows how to learn. This guy says this doesn't know how to learn. Oh, I'll teach you how to learn. This is really the way you learn. And you go to this yeshiva, and this is really how you learn. You go to this yeshiva, they go slow. No, you have to go slow. This yeshiva goes fast. No, you have to go fast. This yeshiva learns chassidus. No, you have to learn chassidus. This one learns musar. No, you have to learn musar. This one, no, the answer is, they're all 100% correct. Bashaheim benuyim al yisoidus eisanim. Baram, Hashinuyim Ei Mitzadam Akablam. It's actually one of the attractions I had to this Sefer. One of the attractions that I had to this Sefer was the fact that he brings from everyone. He brings from the Gra, he brings from the this one, from that one, from this, right? That's what Baruch Hashem, that's what our yeshiva is about. You want to learn Breslov, learn Breslov. You want to learn Tanya, learn Tanya. You want to learn the Gra, Evan Shlema, we learn Evan Shlema, Mesil Sharm. Like I tell everybody, don't you don't have to learn Mesil Sharm, but find your own Mesil Sharm. That's what he's saying. Find your safer. Find your Mesechta. Find your what talks to you. He says, Vadavar Nira Venira, we'll just do a few more minutes. Vinikar, he says, Eitzel Talmidim Hayoshim Bi Yeshiva. Guys who learn in yeshiva. This one likes this Rebbe. Whatever that Rebbe says, it speaks to me. This Rebbe speaks to me. And this Rebbe speaks to me. And this Rebbe speaks to me. He loves it. And another guy is like bored, spaced as Ephraim Sandler says, right? Right when the guy called him in class, he says, you're spacing out. He says, I'm not spacing out. I'm spacing in to what I want to space into. Why are you telling me I'm spacing out? I'm spacing in. Spacing out of you because you're boring. Why is it my problem? Why is a 10-year-old kid being tortured? Right. So put him on medicine. So therefore, he has to space in to someone who's boring. That's the Eitzah. That's what everybody did. I'm not saying that sometimes people don't need medicine. Sometimes people need medicine. But maybe the problem is not the kid. Maybe the problem is not the kid. That's a nice way of saying the problem is not the kid. Right? He knows it flows. You flow. Lefia MS. Kulam Eilu Veilu Divrilu Kim Chayim Vekulam Yigias Atoyer La Mitasa. Right? Halavai. Right? I love when people get nervous about that. You're learning Torah. You're in a Beis Medrash. A guy wants to learn Chumash. A guy wants to learn about Yiddishkeit. A guy wants to learn about this, he wants to learn about that, right? Yeah, people, it's Yetzer Hara not to do, as he brings from from Chazal, from the Gemara, Ein Adam, right? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, famous, Ein Adam Loimed Torah, right? Elo Mimi Shalibai Chafetz, right? Mimi, not just Ein Adam Loimed, Elo Mash Shalibai Chafetz. Not just what you want to learn, but also from who you want to learn. That's why you can go to this yeshiva and suddenly it's beautiful. You go to that yeshiva and it's hard for you, because it's from the makom. It's the place that you're in. You have to trust yourself. You have to know yourself. And that's where all, by the way, we'll end off with this. That's where all kavod for other people comes from. Honoring other people is when we realize that I'm different and I'm unique and I got to find my unique place in this world, and you have to find your place, your unique place, and you have to find your, literally like an orchestra, literally like this guy is, you know, a team. That's what it is. This one does this, this one does that. I know everything I'm saying is pashut, everything I'm saying is mamar simple, we all know this, but we have to chazar it over, because the biggest Yetzirah wants to block you from being you, from living you. He wants you to think about, you know, what other people think. He wants you to be a people pleaser. He wants you to make sure that everybody else around you is satisfied with you, which is important. It's important that you are benachas. It's important that you have midas tovos. I'm talking to myself. I'm amish talking to myself. It's important for a person to act nicely with everybody. But at the end of the day, go live your life. Go do your thing. I hope Yagel over here is not going to be upset that I'm gonna be mechazik. Thank you, Reb Rafi, for bringing Yagel here. Right? You don't have to translate this. This way, he's not going to be embarrassed. But you could translate it to him. Amarti sholo yitargem ki lo rotze levayesh otcha. I'm saying, I spoke to Yagel last night a little bit. Zachiti, you get to know him. I'm saying, Aviel was the same a little bit. Aviel had the same journey, right? All of you've had that journey. But to leave a place and to come to a foreign place because you know that this is what your tachlis is and this is what you need to do, and you're willing to do whatever you need to do for you. I know this from my own life when I've done things like that, is the greatest gift you can give to yourself. It's the greatest gift that you can give to yourself, because what you're doing is you're validating your value of who you are and your belief in yourself, that I'm willing to do whatever I got to do to go wherever I got to go for me. And everybody else, not in a negative way, I don't know how to say this, how do I say it in a positive way, everyone else can go jump in a lake because that's negative. Why should everybody else jump in a lake? But you know what I mean. Right? However you're going to say that in a positive way, have an amazing, wonderful, incredible first day of the rest of your life.